today.
Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8.net toll free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things off by going straight to the phone calls. It's Vince in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to touch upon something you guys were talking about yesterday. I know you guys the last few days have been sort of beating Rose to death, so...
Yeah, well, people keep calling about them, so go for it. What's what is it?
Well, I don't really want to talk about, like, why I think they should be privatized. I think you guys have covered that pretty well. But okay. An interesting topic to me is something Mark was mentioning. How do you sort of have that 30-second elevator conversation to you know, show people, you know, that having private roads is going to be much better than having public ones?
Good question.
And one thing that I do, as I called him yesterday, and as I said, I currently don't have a driver's license, and yet I still drive. And so one of the crazy scenarios that a lot of people come up with is, well, what happens if, you know, a private road owner decides to lock you into your house and don't let you leave, and then you're going to, you know, starve to death and whatnot? Well, right now I've got a much more powerful organization than a private business trying to keep me off the roads, the government, and they're not keeping me off the roads. So I'm not starving to death. I find other ways to get around, take the bus, ride bikes, walk, et cetera. But when I need to drive, I just drive.
Right. I mean, whenever people come up with that, it's just so absurd. I mean, you can. That's how you know they just have nothing, that they're coming up with the idea that, oh, someone will surround my house with their roads and they'll keep me in there.
As though somebody would want to do that.
Someone would want to do that, or as though some company like Walmart would ever do that to one of their potential customers.
Exactly.
It's just absurd.
At least a government, you would think, would be more able to do that with their virtually unlimited resources, and yet... they can't do it, so, I mean, I don't see why... You're right, I don't see... If a government can't even do it, I don't see how a private business could...
Well, plus, government can do it. Government does do those things. They just don't block you with the roads. They use the roads to send the police to you, and then the police go and do the dirty work.
Right.
So government does do that sort of thing. It's just that a business wouldn't do it because it would make them look terrible.
Yeah,
it'd be
exactly.
Terrible public relations.
Right, and because, you know, as soon as you got locked in... how are they going to keep you from getting on the vid phone or in, you know, the cell phone with a newspaper company who would love to expose
Channel 10 kind of, News?
I mean, this kind of weird abuse, man. They would love to put that out there.
You know,
exactly.
I lived in a community up on a mountain a few years back, and the roads going up to it were all private roads. And there was a homeowners association that basically took control of plowing them in the wintertime and maintaining them, and it worked fine. The roads were good. You know, we got up to our houses in the wintertime, except if it was really icy. And there were no problems. I kind of liked living on a private road.
Yeah. And one other thing also you guys mentioned is that roads isn't... You don't hear people talk about the roads a lot. Well, you do hear people talk about the roads, like how terrible they are in large cities. Like, I live in San Diego. The roads here, I mean, you're on the freeway. If you're going out during rush hour, you're on the freeway 45 minutes an hour. People know that there's a problem. They know there's a shortage of roads and an undersupply of roads. So it might not be an issue up in New Hampshire, obviously.
It is an issue here, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's an issue everywhere.
Every time you put the government in charge of something, they're going to screw it up.
It just gets worse with a bigger city.
You know, this city of Keene here, 35,000 people, the roads are terrible, and at 5 o'clock, they're backed up. Now, the backup is 10 minutes, maybe, but that's...
Right, it gets worse.
It's big for here.
The problem is that it's government trying to do something, and of course government is slow and stupid and incompetent, and of course they spend way too much, but they can't keep up with the marketplace. The marketplace just runs circles around the government as far as, you know, new developments, new products, new services, new businesses opening up. So on a city scale, you've got new people coming in all the time. So new people are coming in, new jobs are being created, new people are opening up new businesses, more reasons for people to come downtown, that sort of thing. The amount of traffic begins to expand, and it expands at a faster rate than government can possibly keep up with it. And when government finally does try to do something to keep up with it, it ends up shutting down one road for 10 years while it tries to do the necessary improvements. By the time they're finished upgrading the road, maybe it can handle the capacity that it was planned to handle, but, you know, once again, again, they're going to be outstripped by the market quickly. So it's just, you know, yet another reason to put it in the hands of the marketplace. And Vince, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. They just can't hack it.
Every government. Every time the government gets involved in something, you know, they create a problem, then they create the solution. The solution creates a bigger problem, and, you know, it just keeps on going and going.
And a bigger dent in your pocketbook. You know, I have a neighbor who knows an old-timer in our town who worked for the road department for years and years. And he was telling my friend that when he was working 20 years ago, there were five guys who manned the entire roads department in our town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are no more roads now than there were then, and now there's 30 people working in that same department. 30.
Yeah.
With pensions and insurance and salaries.
Them all.
Yeah.
Typical. Typical government. It's all about just, you know, supporting useless bureaucrats and nothing about actually doing anything of value. They can't. Even if they want to do something of value, they can't get it done efficiently.
That's right. And taxes just interfere with the marketplace.
Speaking of government, a 17-year-old Saline High Jr.'s plans for hosting his first video game tournament were zapped recently at the last minute by school officials over concerns raised by local police about the game's content. Zach Weigel says he spent 9 months planning a Halo 2 tournament for players of the popular first-person shooter game, which is rated M for mature by the Entertainment Software Ratings Board. With $650 of his own money, when you're 17, that's a fair chunk of change.
It's a big chunk.
Weigel obtained a permit through Saline Community Education to rent the high school commons last Saturday. Admission was to be $5 per person, which primarily would cover the rental cost. There was going to be a $300 first prize and a $150 second prize. He printed 2,500 flyers and used the school newspaper and postings on MySpace and Facebook to publicize the tournament. More than 300 people responded with plans to attend. I mean, 300 people, even if only a percentage of them shows up at $5 a person, he's doing all right. He's certainly on his way towards making his money back. So it sounds to me like he had something pretty cool put together. In fact, I remember when I was in high school. Of course, this was a decade ago, but when I was in high school, there were these network games were just coming into their own. There was a game that came out at the time called Doom, and it was very, very popular. It was like the very first multiple player computer game that you could really get into.
It's so violent.
Yeah, it's a precursor to Halo 2.
Yeah.
And there was the school fair that they had, and we managed to set up a little Doom tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, nobody questioned it at that time.
Right.
I don't think the administrators
even
knew about
it. I don't know how the cops got a hold of this information.
I know how. On March, so I'm just letting you know, in the old days, we could do things like this. No, they're not even letting this happen. On March 20th, just 4 days before the tournament was to be held, school officials pulled the plug. Quote, the district community education director said, "The trigger for us is that we were contacted by our police. We reacted accordingly, understanding that we wanted to protect the integrity of our district." Graydon said he has discussed concerns about the video game with Weigel in February. He was told his main concern, that the game contained inappropriate language, would not be an issue because the audio is not on when the game is played in multiplayer.
The shooting people
format.
Part's okay.
Yeah, apparently. Pittsfield Township blah blah director said he was became aware of the event after Weigel's father, Rusty, inquired about the availability of a uniformed officer to provide security. That raised concerns with the departmental community coordinator who serves on the blah 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 national group concerned about the content So
somebody's pushing their political agenda.
The police department. So what happened was the kid's father got in touch with the cops to see if they could have a little bit of security, because they're going to have 300 kids in one place, probably not a bad idea to have some security around. And so he just felt like he was doing the right thing to inquire about this. Unfortunately, some busybody bureaucrat within the department who's on the Michigan chapter of the Parents Television Council, a national group concerned about content and television movies in the video game industry, these are the people that lobby the FCC. These are the people that that when they hear something on the radio they don't like, or they see something on television they don't like, they send out an email to their email list of thousands and thousands of concerned parents. And
most of which don't really even know anything about the issue that they're responding on.
They haven't seen the show, they haven't heard the audio, but they are ordered essentially to go and fill out the FCC's form and complain. And I think 98% or 99%, one or the other, of the complaints that the FCC gets on a yearly basis comes from the Parents Television Council. So these guys got involved. And the police stepped in and stopped this. We'll give you a little bit more on this and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Another news item about schools involving fifth graders having sexual relations in class and being brought up on charges for it. Plus, Vermont secession all on the way. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Walker Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Walker Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Walker's special blend of sea vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit Walkers.com. That's WACHTERS.com or call 1-800-682-7100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live.
It's your show. You can bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 on that toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. That does include a variety of different things, including the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well for free, freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move and attend leadership and activist training seminars. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Porkfest.com.
Talking about a story out of, let's see, I'm not even sure the source of this here. Art Einzer, news staff, I'm sure there's a link. Yeah, there it is. But it's MLive.com, Michigan Live. They're talking about a young man, 17 years old, saved up some of his money. In fact, paid $650 to get a permit from the school board in order to hold a video game contest, a tournament, on school campus. And, you know, he got the money together, he got the permit, he printed 2,500 flyers, he advertised it on MySpace and Facebook, he had 300 people respond with plans to attend. This thing was going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then some pathetic loser decided to rain on their parade. What happened was his father called the police department to see if they could maybe hire someone, maybe an off-duty cop, for security purposes.
Yeah, 300 people is a lot of people, and I can see why you would perhaps want some kind of security there. I think it's a bit of overkill. I mean, it's just a bunch of kids who want to play video games, but, you know, I can see why you would want security there, and then it seems like so many people think, oh, it's a good idea to hire off-duty cops. That was a mistake.
Unfortunately, the community coordinator in the department, Richie Coleman, who serves on the Parents Television Council, a busybody group that's concerned about content in television, movies, and the video game industry. It's actually a group of people that have nothing better to do with their time, and they hate fun.
And they just want to control what you see.
Right.
That's right.
And
they need to unclench their keisters. I wonder if they gave him back his permit money.
The article doesn't say that. I doubt it as well. It doesn't specify. Anyway, Phillips, this is the busybody, said he merely informed school officials about the game's content, and the decision to cancel was solely theirs, with his support. He says, I'm not saying boycott the game. I just think that kids 17 and under playing an M-rated game for money is not something appropriate for the high school, Phillips said. Halo 2 shares the same rating as Grand Theft Auto and 25 to Life. Games that have been nationally scrutinized for graphic violence language and targeting law enforcement officers.
Uh-oh.
Well, come on. Halo doesn't target law enforcement officers.
But it's got the same rating. It's got an M on the front, which means it's the same game, Mark.
Well, that's ridiculous. I've played the game. I don't recall any of the language, but I've
it's
heard...
It's a space shooter.
Yes, it is a space shooter. I've heard all those words before, and it's hard to shock me with them. I suppose if you, rattle off some long litany, I might remember it. But, you know, if they say damn now and then or something like that, I wouldn't remember it all.
Oh,
I do know they shoot. I do know that the space aliens, you sometimes play as the space alien, and they shoot human beings because, well, they're attacking.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes you're a human being shooting the space aliens. So you kind of play both sides depending on where the storyline is.
Zach's dad, Rusty, said he called the police to notify them about the anticipated crowd, not in response to any potential threats or fear of violence. His son actually had lined
up. Now you know what about unintended consequences when dealing with the government.
Yep. His son had lined up 10 parents and some teachers to chaperone. So he'd actually already had some adults that were going to attend.
But then making that call was just dumb.
Right. In fact, his dad says he now regrets calling the police.
Yeah.
Quote, it was more of a courtesy call. The police overreacted and got involved in giving their opinion.
Well, it's because you ask them. You ask them what their opinion is. Well, I'll tell you what their opinion is.
He just told them about the event, and then they gave him their opinion.
No, it was in a courtesy call, essentially is asking them for their opinion. It is. He made a huge mistake in this, and he blew the whole thing.
He should have been telling them, hey, we're going to pay you for security.
No, he had security. If he had chaperones there, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If chaperones can't handle a... I don't know, 10 chaperones can't handle a room of 300 boys, that's when you call the police, not beforehand.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people, they're under the mistaken belief that the police are on their side. They're under the mistaken belief that the cops are good guys, and, you know, there are some good cops, it's just that you don't know which one's answering the phone. You don't know if you've got a bad cop or a busybody cop or a good cop.
You know, you're not going to be dealing with the good one, you know, because the crap rises in bureaucracy. I'm sorry.
It's true.
And that you're dealing with the top at that point when you're asking questions like this. Hey, can we put a bunch of, 300 young boys in a room and let them pretend that they're shooting people and stuff? Will that be okay with you? No! They're not going to like that.
Well, they didn't ask permission. That's not what they were doing. They were letting the cops know that the event was going on.
Yeah, they did ask permission, and they were told no.
No, they didn't ask permission. They were just letting them know that the event was going
They might as well have asked permission.
No, I see where you're coming from, man.
They effectively asked permission. When you start going to talk to the authorities about these kind of things, that's what you're doing. You're saying, hey, you know, can we do it? Is it okay with you? And it's not.
You had caffeine today, Mark, didn't you?
No, I did.
You did. The police the police overreacted and got involved in giving their opinion about what's appropriate on school property, and unfortunately they did it 4 days before the event. Both he and his wife Lisa said they have no problem with Zach playing Halo 2. Unlike some of the other more graphic games on the market, they're also proud of the hard work. I've seen some footage of this game being played, and there's not a lot of blood.
Darn.
It's not a gore fest.
It's not.
There's violence. You're shooting people, but there's not...
There's nothing goes splatter or anything?
Right. I don't think it's like a Soldier of Fortune 2 where you can actually go down and slice the head off of the body after you've killed the guy.
Oh boy.
So they're proud of the hard work that Zach, which is, by the way, a fun game. They're also proud of the hard work Zach put into the organizing the event and his entrepreneurial spirit.
I am, too.
Nearly brought a creative idea into reality. Yes, once again, another young person's entrepreneurial spirit has been crushed by the authorities.
Yes.
Right.
He's learning at an early age what it takes to run a business in America, and that is bow down, sucker, and kiss their boots and beg for permission, you pathetic weasels.
Well, lie and hide as much as you can, too.
Right, and you might as well be on the dole by the time you're 40.
Relocating the event on short notice wasn't an option, Zach said, but he's considering other venues for the near future. Quote, I think I've learned more in the last few months from doing all this than I probably have in a few years in high school, unquote.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah.
I'd say that's accurate.
He learned a lot of valuable information, not just dealing with the bureaucracy, but he set this whole event up, and I got to say, it's a daunting task for a young man like that.
I agree with what you're saying is, slink away, be as quiet as you can, stay under the radar as much as you possibly can. And try not to get the authorities involved. Try not to get the government involved at all. From the very beginning, the mistake was doing this on school property. There, I'm sure, is a warehouse out there somewhere that you could go and get some tables set up and have a nice LAN party or something like this. This is something that's done all around the country.
Yep.
The computer geeks get together, and they love doing it.
Mm.
I've never been to one, but I've seen photos and video from them. Essentially, what happens is somebody puts together the event. They rent out the warehouse, or they already have it. They get a bunch of power strips. Mm-hmm. They put them on the floor. There's tables. People pay a certain amount to come in. They bring their computers in. They can play whatever games they want to. They can play Halo 2. They could play, Alien vs. Predator.
Games.
Whatever games. There are different people to play with there. They have a bunch of caffeinated beverages and pizza for people to consume, and everybody has a good time. If you'd stayed away from the school and stayed away from the cops, your event would have gone off without a hitch.
It would have been a hoot at the VA hall.
Right, and you probably would have been able to have another one. It probably would have been so successful. More on the way. You take control. Live and learn. Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled Nonyx, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free, including updates. Get signed up. Get on the list. We'll clue you in whenever there's something new and fresh to announce about the show. The list is available at updates.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that how close were the philosophies of Nietzsche and the Nazis? Check out the fascinating new DVD by Dr. Stephen Hicks, available at Laissez-Faire Books, How Did the Nazis Come to Power in One of the Most Educated and Civilized Countries in the World? And was Nietzsche's philosophy the inspiration? Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at LFB.com. That's LFB.com, Laissez-Faire Books. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. We've talked a number of times on Free Talk Live about the concept of secession. In my opinion, it's an idea whose time has come again. They tried it back in the 1800s. Didn't work out so well with old President Lincoln and the Civil War, of course, which erupted over it. But I think now times are a little bit different. Now we've got much better communications capabilities. We can gather people together of a like mindset in a way that has never been seen before, as we are doing with the Free State Project, for instance. And we've certainly talked about New Hampshire possibly being, having secession in its future. I personally would like to see it.
I'm on the other side of that. I just believe that the government of the United States should be shrank down so far that you need a magnifying glass to find it.
Right. I think that they should do that after we secede.
Yeah, well,
that's where you and I part ways, but that's okay.
I don't think it's going to matter because the way our federal government's going, they're going broke, and they're not going to be able to afford to meddle in our affairs anymore at some point.
You know, that's what I pointed out the other night, and I think you might agree with me on this, is somebody made the point that they about Social Security, how it's not going to make it, you know, we're not going to be able to collect Social Security. While that may be true, I think the government's more likely to crash and burn before Social Security even has a chance to.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, talking about secession, as it turns out, it might not actually be New Hampshire that's the first state to go. Maybe we'll just be one of the followers. Who's really looking at it here, Bart?
It looks like Vermont from the Washington Post. It's the once and future Republic of Vermont. Now, you and I would both agree that we would like to see Vermont secede.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The winds of secession are blowing in the Green Mountain State. Vermont was once an independent republic. It can be one again. We think the time to make it happen is now. Over the past 50 years, the U.S. government has grown too big, too corrupt, and too aggressive toward the world, toward its citizens, and toward local democratic institution.
I agreed all the way up until the end. They're going to use the democratic sort of terminology in this article.
You know, the funny thing is they don't.
Really?
They're very libertarian-sounding throughout it. I don't trust them in the least,
right.
But... you know, that's what they're saying.
I'm not moving to Vermont if they secede, because Vermont just kind of blows. I mean, they don't care about business freedom at all. You can't go and open a business in Vermont. It's like locked down.
Oh, you can open businesses. It's just, it takes money.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to pay off the bureaucrats. It has abandoned the democratic vision of its founders and eroded America's fundamental freedoms. Vermont did not join the Union to become a part of an empire. Some of us, therefore, seek permission to leave.
That's the problem, is the permission part. The federal government doesn't have to give you permission to secede.
It's not even going to acknowledge your request for permission.
You just have to do it. I mean, in New Hampshire's constitution, they actually put in the constitution of New Hampshire the right to secession.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a state decision. The state government decides, yep, had enough with your union, toodles, and that's it.
The only problem is a lot of the state legislators and a lot of the state judges and the Supreme Court don't even read the state constitution.
Sure.
A decade before the War of Independence, Vermont became New England's first frontier, settled by pioneers escaping colonial bondage who hew settlements across a lush region whose spine is the Green Mountains. These independent folk brought with them Henry David Thoreau called the true American Congress. What Henry David Thoreau called the true American Congress? The New England Town Meeting, which is still the legislator for nearly all of Vermont's 237 towns. Here, every citizen is a legislator who helps fashion the rules that govern the locality.
It's that way in New Hampshire, too.
Today, however, Vermont no longer controls even its own National Guard, a domestic emergency force that is now employed in an imperial war 6,000 miles away. The 9/11 Commission report says the American homeland is the planet. To defend this homeland, the United States spends six times as much on its military as does China, the next highest spending nation, funding more than 730 military bases in more than 130 countries. Abetted by more than 100 military space satellites and more than 100,000 seaborne battle-ready forces, this is the greatest military colossus ever forged. Few heed George Washington's farewell address, which warned against the danger of a permanent, large standing army that can be regarded as particularly hostile to a Republican liberty, or that of a later general become president. We must never let the weight of the military-industrial complex endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Eisenhower?
Yes. Dwight D. Eisenhower pointedly included the word congressional after military-industrial, but allowed his advisors to excise it. The word completes a true description of the hidden threat to democracy in the United States. Doesn't this sound very, very libertarian to you?
It does, except for the democracy references.
That's right.
Yes. You know, I'm not against democracy in some aspects. When you're dealing with people as a group, you pretty much have to use democracy as a system.
I'm only for democracy is only acceptable when it's voluntarily chosen.
I would agree with that. Let's see. The two of us are typical of the diversity of Vermont's secessionist movement. One descended from an old Vermonter stock. The other, a more recent arrival, a flatlander from downcountry. Our Vermont homeland remains economically conservative and socially liberal, and the love of freedom runs deep in its psyche. Vermont seceded from the British Empire in 1777 and stood free for 14 years, until 1791. Its constitution, which preceded the U.S. Constitution by more than a decade, was the first to prohibit slavery in the New World and to guarantee universal manhood suffrage. Vermont issued its own currency, ran its own postal service, developed its own foreign relations.
It could do it all again.
Grew its own food, made its own roads, and paid for its own militia. No other state, not even Texas, governed itself more thoroughly or longer before giving up its nationhood and joining the Union. But the seeds of disunion have been growing since the beginning. Vermont, more or less, sat out the War of 1812, and its governor ordered troops fighting the British to disengage and come home. Vermont fought in the Civil War primarily to end slavery. Abraham Lincoln did so primarily to save the Union. Vermont's record on the slavery issue was so strong that Georgia's legislature resolved that a ditch be dug around the pestiferous state and it be flooded out, to sea. I don't know how you would get it out there, but that's fine.
Has to go through New Hampshire.
Yeah. After the Great Flood of 1927, I love this little story. After the Great Flood of 1927, the worst natural disaster in the state's history, President Calvin Coolidge, a Vermonter, offered help. Vermont's governor replied, "Vermont will take care of its own."
Wow.
In 1936, town meetings rejected a huge federal highway referendum that would have blacktopped the Green Mountain Crest Line from Massachusetts to Canada. Nor did Vermont sign on when the Imperial Washington amended the state raise its drinking age from 18 to 21 in 1985.
Really?
The federal government thereupon resorted to its favorite tactic.
Violence.
Blackmail.
Oh.
That's a second favorite.
It's a threat of violence.
Yeah.
"Raise your drinking age," said Ronald Reagan, "or we'll take away the money you need to keep the interstates paved." Vermont took its case for state control to the Supreme Court and lost. It's quite simple. The United States has destroyed the Tenth Amendment, and as did the Supreme Court, which says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited to it by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The present movement for secession has been gathering steam for a decade and a half. In preparation for Vermont's bicentennial in 1991, public debates moderated by then-Lieutenant Governor Howard Dean were held in seven towns before crowds that averaged 230 citizens. At the end of each, Dean asked for all those in favor of Vermont seceding from the Union to stand and be counted. In town after town, solid majorities stood.
Awesome.
The final count, 999 for secession, 608 opposed.
What the hell happened?
62%.
What's taken so darn long?
Well, it just didn't happen. In early 2003, transplanted Southerner and retired Duke University economics professor Thomas Naylor gave a speech at Johnson State College.
There's more to the story. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Go, Vermont, go! Now, maybe if they can successfully pull this off, it'll give some of the people in this state some necessary courage to do it here, too. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to nofatsnow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit nofatsnow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to nofatsnow.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. We do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're asking for $3 a month. Now, we give away all the features on the website. It's free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their sites. We do it for free, that we ask you voluntarily to jump on board by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is simple. You send in $3 a month. We turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live. We get the show on more radio stations, more people's internet connections, more people discovering the message of freedom and liberty. It's really working, and you can see how by going to amp.freetalklive.com. All right. So, oh, yeah, and you get perks, too. There's some cool perks. You'll like them. So we're talking about secession. Vermont, as a matter of fact, has had a burgeoning secession movement going on for decades and decades, but now maybe it's getting a little bit more attention than it ever has. At least the Washington Post has published an article about it, albeit it did come out on April Fool's Day, so maybe a lot of people thought it was a joke, I don't know, but nonetheless, it's a serious article. These people are seriously considering secession, and I think it's awesome. I am impressed with where they're coming from. I agree with their premises. Essentially, they're pointing out that the U.S. federal government has gotten way too big. It is out of control. Mm-hmm. It is going around the world, destroying things in other countries, making people angry
and
Americans.
Killing people and blowing crap up.
Right.
And making enemies they're enemies of the government, not of us.
That's correct. And they wouldn't be there were we not there blowing stuff up. And so they go down sort of the laundry list of grievances, and they're all accurate. They really are. So what's what else is going on here with this?
In 2003, transplanted Southerner and retired Duke University economics professor Thomas Naylor gave a speech at Johnson State College opposing the Iraq War. where he pitched the idea of a secession to the crowd. He saw many eyes light up, he said.
Yes.
Later that year, he and several others started a loosely organized movement, now a think tank, called the Second Vermont Republic.
Ah, yes.
Which is an independent quarterly journal, Vermont Commons, and a website. In October 2005, about 300 Vermonters attended a statewide convention on the question of secession. 6 months later, the annual Vermont poll of the University of Vermont's Center for Rural Studies found that 8% of respondents replied yes to peaceful secession.
That's all.
Arguably making Vermont foremost among the many states with secessionist movements, including Alaska, California, Hawaii, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Texas. We secessionists believe that the 350-year swing of history's pendulum towards large, centralized imperial states is once again reversing itself. Why? The cost of oil and gas. I don't understand any of the things that they're talking about here. According to urban planner James Howard Kunstler, anything organized in a gigantic scale will probably falter in the energy-scarce future. I would say that anything organized on a gigantic scale is inefficient. I don't know about the energy-scarce future. Second, third wave technology is inherently democratic, decentralist, as second wave technology was authoritarian and centralist.
I don't know what third wave technology is.
Gobbledygook.
Is it like the web?
Well, I think it also has to do with producing your own energy at your home rather than depending on the grid.
That does
take... a central power plant, which, if you think about it, people are for nuclear power, but that's a centralized solution to energy production, and you lose a lot of the power going over the lines.
Mm-hmm. I got my own reactor.
There you go. But
right.
What's far more efficient is to have a little unit on the side of your house the size of a central air conditioner that would produce all the power you would need in your house, and there's no waste over the lines.
I got. If it goes, though, the entire town goes.
Cut it out.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't have to be nuclear.
It doesn't have to be, no. Governor Jim Douglas wants Vermont to be the first e-state, making broadband internet access available to every household and business in the state by 2010.
Yeah.
Vermont will soon be fully wired
into
the global social commons. Against this backdrop, secessionists from all over the state will gather in June to plan a grassroots campaign to get at least 200 towns to vote by 2012 on independence. We believe that one outcome of this meeting will be dialogues among different communities of Vermonters committed to achieving local economic vitality, be they farmers.
You know, that's really an important factor, is getting people to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's really critical, is getting secession, the idea, the concept of secession out there into society to where people are actually aware of it, because I don't think a lot of people even really understand it. To where people are aware of it, they're discussing it. Whether they agree with it isn't the issue. It's getting them to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's think about this. People will agree.
Let's think about this practically now. If let's just say they seceded, that means the people of Vermont wouldn't pay Social Security, they wouldn't pay federal income tax, but is the state going to take that money instead?
They'll try.
They'll try. Or
they want social health. They want universal health care.
Oh, they want the whole thing.
They want universal internet.
Right.
They want all kinds of wealth redistribution.
They'll paint the whole state pink. All right. They want
be they
farmers, entrepreneurs, bankers, merchants, lawyers, independent media providers, construction workers, manufacturers, artists, entertainers, or anyone else with a stake in Vermont's future. Anyone for whom freedom is not just a slogan, which of course it is for these people. They're talking freedom, but what they mean is independence for their socialist state.
Yeah, they want freedom from the United States.
Right.
Which they should be able to have.
They want.
That's right.
If Vermonters succeeded in once again inventing vibrant local economies, these in turn may reinvigorate the small-scale democratic town meeting tradition, the true American Congress, and recreate the rudiments of a republic once again able to make its own way in the world, the once and future Republic of Vermont.
Last time I looked, they were number 6 in total tax burden in the United States. They need to clean that up a little before they talk about being independent.
Well, you know, I support them 100%. They should absolutely be able to secede.
And tax the crap out of their citizens if that's what the citizens are able to put up with.
Well, I don't support that, but
that's what they're going to do.
But people in Vermont can vote with their feet and leave. They can come to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know what I think would be really awesome is if Vermont were to secede and then New Hampshire were to secede.
It's because it would be easier at that point.
Right.
At that point, somebody's jumped off the cliff. Somebody's taken the first step, and then it would be easier.
Right. And the scaredy cats in Congress or the House of Representatives wouldn't have anything to say to it.
Nope.
So then what you'd have is a really awesome study in contrast.
Yeah, side by side.
Right. Exactly. You'd have Vermont, the socialist, greeny state, where with all their wealth redistribution schemes and everything, and they just sort of spiral down into poverty and crappy everything. And then we'd have New Hampshire on our side with the free market mentality, free market paradigms, very little regulation, very small government, and entrepreneurs pouring into the state, new businesses opening up. It'd be awesome.
The entrepreneurs from Vermont would all move across the state line so they could still be near their families, but not have to deal with the more and more oppressive taxes that they would get all the time as the politicians struggle to keep their socialist government
afloat. Vermont would build a great wall between New Hampshire.
Well, you know what they do now is a lot of people from Vermont come over the line to shop in New Hampshire.
They sure do.
And the state of Vermont, I understand, is also taxing the people of Vermont for things they might have bought out of state.
Really?
Yeah. I love those stories.
Yeah, it'll get messy. I mean, if this happens, it'll get very interesting.
Yes.
Because a lot of that stuff will happen. A lot more people, as Vermont continues to become impoverished through their socialist redistribution, more and more of their people will start coming over to New Hampshire, either to live or to shop or to work and all that, and it'll just suck even more life out of Vermont. So
it absolutely
would. Maybe they'll get a clue and they'll be
forced to let go. If they go independent, they're going to have to let go and allow the free market to work. Otherwise, they're doomed to failure.
Yeah. But having a free New Hampshire right next door would accelerate that. Right?
Either way, they're doing us some good by simply discussing this.
Totally.
And they do us more by seceding. And
well, I know that some of our people, the Free State Project movement at least, some of them went over to the Second Vermont Republic meeting last year, and they were a part of that. I know they had the Texas guys up, they had the Hawaii guys up, all of the different sort of secessionist movements. And Caleb was one of our listeners. He lives here in Keene. He's kind of like the main man. He's leading the charge here in New Hampshire with the Republic of New Hampshire sort of movement. And it's really, it's an exciting concept, and people need to talk about it.
If New Hampshire secedes, the first thing I'm going to do is build a gigantic radio tower, one so tall that'll go forever, and then start broadcasting at 300,000 watts, because there'll be no FCC.
Yeah, but can you afford that power bill?
I'll immediately figure out some way to afford that power
bill. Windmills and solar panels all over his yard.
I think that'd take a lot of solar panels for 300,000 watts. But then again, I'm not an expert.
I'm not an expert on that either, but I know that at that point, you have the most powerful signal anywhere on the continent.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You could cover the whole state with an FM signal with that kind of wattage.
Well, you cover the whole world with the internet.
That's true.
There's a 200,000 watt FM, in, I believe, on the top of Mount Washington or near it.
There's one that was sort of grandfathered in.
Yeah.
All right, so it's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And keeping our fingers crossed for the secessionist movement in Vermont.
Hey, what's this R? Oh, yeah, I guess for Vermont. Okay.
Well, you're so funny, Mark. You know what? As soon as Vermont starts making this happen, you're going to get all excited, and you're going to get into this, and then all of a sudden you'll be the new leader of the secessionist movement.
Well, if I get to be the leader of the secessionist movement, it'll happen.
I'd like to know more.
I'm a man that makes crap happen.
Down the line, I'd also like to know more, like, of the details, how exactly it would work, how the political process of actually seceding. You know how it is? Give us a call. We'll see you tomorrow night.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.